Let's take our hymn books and we'll sing number 123. Say now, where did that song come from? Well, Dad spoke about the gifts that God gives to men. And did you remember what he said? It was only a few minutes ago. The gift of salvation was one. What was the other gift? The gift of enablement for service. What was the other gift? The
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? We heard that last night as we listened to Brother Gottfried Waldfogel. He said that the Lord, two places, mentions that. He gives good gifts to them, His children, but He gives the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. The Holy Spirit being the completion, as it were, the fullness of the good gifts that He gives to us. And then all that also, He said something else. It was another gift that He gives us. What did He say? He gave us the gift of His Son. Did you hear that? He said, He gave us the gift of His Son, and everything we have is in Jesus. Now, He said that, right? I'm not making that up. Yes? Now, why am I repeating this? Because now we have to receive. Now I trust as we've gone through this service tonight, your hearts have been open and you've been able to receive what God is doing. The wonderful thing about being in a meeting like this and being under ministry that's in the Holy Spirit is that it's not just words, but there's an impartation of life, of Christ Himself, as the word is spoken. And our hearts need to be open to receive that impartation of life. Jesus offers Himself to you and to me. What do we do with that? Do we receive it? Do we take it? Someone gives you a gift, says, here, take it. What do? You take it. And how often the Lord offers Himself to us and we refuse, as it were, to take it. Because if you don't reach out for it, it doesn't become yours. What separates those who go on with God? What separates them from the rest? What is it? I believe it's Dr. Tozer. He says it this way. It's about receptivity. What does that mean? Well, about my ability to receive. Is my heart open to receive what God is doing? Is there faith there? Do I believe that He is able to do what He says He has come to do? And then do I reach out for it and receive it and make it mine? I respond to Him. I respond to His call. I respond to His invitations. You know, there's that parable that Jesus told. And the invitation had gone out to come to the wedding. You know that parable? The marriage supper. There was a dinner that He prepared. And everyone had an excuse. Everyone had an excuse. And so no one responded to that invitation. And what did the master of the house say? Now go out into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. And I just call your attention to that because I feel that the invitation goes out again and again, the call of God. Yes, we've heard so much. We hear so much. We hear so much. And how much do we really receive into our hearts? How much do we really take? How much is truly made mine? How much is appropriated by faith, prayer, meditation? And so more abundantly. Beloved, He has more for us. He has Himself for us. He has a fullness in God. The Holy Spirit has been given to you to make Christ real. Is Jesus real to you? Do you love Him? When we're filled with the Spirit, Christ Himself comes. Christ Himself comes and reigns in our hearts. And so it's something that we want to seek after. Lord, fill me. Fill me with Your Spirit. This gift that You have promised. How much more will Your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And it's absolutely necessary for us. Whatever God requires of us, He gives to us. We heard that, right? Whatever God requires of us, He gives to us. And so He offers Himself to us tonight. Come to Him believing. Hearken to His call. All from Him receiving. Yield to Him your all. Jesus will accept you. When to Him you flee, He will grant His blessing more abundantly. And so it's yours for the taking. It's yours for the asking. Ye have not because ye ask not. So tonight as we go to prayer, the Lord has been here in a marvelous way tonight. There's been a stillness here. There's been a presence of God just hovering over us. He's seeking to draw your heart. There might not be a lot of noise. There might not be a lot of things going on outwardly. But inwardly, if your eye is open, you're seeing the King. And He's calling you. I love you. I have a plan over your life. I want the best for you. I'll keep you. I'll protect you. I'll lead you. Just put your hand in my hand. Take my hand. Let me lead you. Let me guide you. And He speaks so tenderly to us. So we don't want to miss. We don't want to miss what He wants to do tonight, today. We've heard that again and again. Today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of God's favor. For you, for me. And so as we go to prayer tonight, let's pray this way. Lord, write these things upon my heart. Make them real. Jesus, make Yourself real to me. Make Yourself to me a living, bright reality. Lord, I can really know You. I want to know You. And so I'm going to spend the time seeking Your face. Fill me, Lord, with your Spirit. I want you in fullness, more abundantly, more abundantly. That's why he came, and that's why he comes again and again to us. Just one more thought before we sing this verse. It says there, all from him receiving, yield to him your all. You see, that's a spiritual law. Spiritual law is that it's all for all. He would like to give himself to you, all of himself, himself in his fullness. But what is required of you and what is required of me? It's required that I give my all, that I yield myself, that I empty myself so that he can fill me. Have you given him your all? Have you yielded yourself to him? Now, we've heard these things. Sometimes you probably say, don't you have anything else to talk about? Well, this is the foundation. This is where we need to start. He's looking for all of you, all of me, so that he can bestow himself upon you, so that I can receive everything from him, that he can be my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so let's sing this last verse together, and then let's just go to our knees, spend some time with him in prayer, consider the things you've heard. Maybe as Dad said, you could pray, Lord, what is it that you're saying to me? What are you saying to me tonight? Don't go from this meeting without hearing the word of the Lord for yourself. Lord, what does it mean to me? And then take that and deal with God about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Last verse.
Come to him believing, hearken to his call, all from him receiving, yield to him your all. Jesus will accept you when to him you flee. He will grant his blessing more abundantly, more and more abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life and more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for speaking to us, my God. Oh, Jesus, 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 we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you pray with us?
Lord, we do come to you believing that you will answer us abundantly, that you will make yourself available to us as we give ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know that your word is true, that you have the power over our lives as we give ourselves to you. Lord, do whatever you desire to do in us. Even tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make yourself very beautiful. Help us to see you more clearly. Help us to see how wonderful, how loving, how powerful you truly are.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to prayer. You guys can spread out if you'd like.